Yeah, I thought right from the drop of the puck, and I mean, it's a great crowd. It's a great atmosphere here. I thought our goaltender made some big saves early, and then we got some timely goals. And I thought the third period again was good for us. You know, a lot better than it was maybe, you know, the first 10, 12 games of the season.
Josh Bailey, two more assists. He's putting up numbers that he hasn't before, and with the opportunity that you're giving him, you're happy to see that you've coached him a long time?
Yeah, I think that when you get a chance to play with Johnny, it's one thing that you're going to have to do is you have to work hard. You're going to see the other team's top line and top defensive pairings, and that's what I'm impressed with him the most is his work ethic. You know, even if he's not getting the points, at least, you know, he's showing us that he's competing at a level that that is helping our hockey team right now, and Anders has been a good fit for that line too. So hopefully after this break they can continue because they're working extremely hard, that line, like you said, and they're getting rewarded now for their effort.
You've went four to your last five. I mean, you had a break at Christmas, and now you're going to have 5 days off.
Yeah.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing in terms of momentum?
Well, for me, it's not a good thing. You know, we just had the break, and now we have the bye week, you say, and we're playing a Colorado team that is not going to have time off. So every team has to go through it. It's part of the CBA. It would be nice maybe to have the break 3 weeks from now or 4 weeks from now, but that's the way the schedule is condensed, and we have to move forward. So hopefully they'll get some time away again, physically, mentally, and get right back at it.
Much emphasis was put on tonight's game, given you'd been on a roll and then dropped one in Minnesota to get that win before the spring.
Yeah, I think we played really good in Minnesota, and we didn't get the results that we wanted. It was probably one of our better games of the year. So, you know, just the guys, you know, reloading a little bit and having the mindset to come here against a good team and work hard. And when we do those things and we compete at a high level, you know, we're a different makeup than we were in years past. We have a different team, but, you know, we give ourselves a chance. And tonight we competed, and that's exactly what happened.
You like seeing Ryan. He was going good between Cal and Nikolai, and he switches lines, switches positions, and he's playing the same sort of style.
Yeah, and he got a good glimpse of the video yesterday on how he needs to compete, as did our entire team. But, you know, there's a method to your madness and how you want to show your video. And, you know, there were a few clips of him competing at a high level. And you just got to keep reminding guys that that's what they need to do. And when he does those things, you know, he's an effective player. And you just stay on top of him because he's a skill kid. There's no question about it. And the fact that he went from center to wing, too, and adjusted real well is another good sign for us.